very familiar opening. All of the Psalms of Praise start out with Hallelujah in the Psalms. So that's how you can identify them. Praise ye Yahweh. Psalm 147.
Hallelujah.
Tune of rest, and we know this pretty well, I think. Well, we're all in death's dark veil. There's no doubt about that. The end's coming one day. So it's a good song to go to. Marie told me many months ago she was reading a book about a Scottish child who was dying, and he was reciting the exact words to this psalm on his deathbed, and she recognized the entire psalm because she's been raised to sing it. So she said that was neat to see that being used in that way. Well, let's go to our Old Testament and New Testament lesson from the Scripture. We are ending the book of Exodus in our resuscitations. We're going to read from 40, 1 through 17 together. And then we'll be going to Matthew chapter 11. And we just kind of pick through the pertinent portions of every chapter and even skip some chapters that are very lengthy and laborious on little details. But this gives us the gist of what the chapter's about and lets us have a refresher if we haven't read it in a while, and puts it in our mouth and gives us life in the Word of God to think about these things. Exodus chapter 40, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
On the first day of the month shalt thou set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation,
and thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with the veil.
And thou shalt bring in the table, and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And thou shalt bring in the candlestick, and light the lamp thereof.
And thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony, and put the hangings of the door to the tabernacle.
And thou shalt set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation.
And thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and shalt put water therein.
And thou shalt set up the court round about, and hang up the hangings of the court gate.
And thou shalt take the anointing oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that is therein. And thou shalt hallow it, and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy.
And thou shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering, and all of its vessels, and sanctify the altar, and it shall be an altar most holy.
And thou shalt anoint the laver and his foot, and sanctify it.
And thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and wash them with water.
And thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garments, and anoint him, and anoint him, and he may minister unto me in the priest's office.
And thou shalt bring his sons, and clothe them with coats.
And thou shalt anoint them, as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office, for their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations.
Thus did Moses, according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he.
And we will end there in our reading of the of our Old Testament lesson. It's also interesting that if you just read the next chapter down, as well as with one, we're ending this book right on the first of the year. So that is, for us at least, as we start a new liturgical and ecclesiastical year and reading through Scripture and applying it, that is the exactly where we're at. So starting tomorrow will be our New Year's Day in that regard. So, interesting correspondence there. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1. Came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities.
Now when John had heard in the prison the word of Christ, he sent two of his disciples,
and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?
Jesus answered and said unto him, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see.
The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them.
And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind?
But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses.
But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet.
For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.
Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now,
the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John.
And if ye will receive it, this is the lie which was for to come.
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the market, and calling unto their fellows,
and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented.
For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He hath the devil.
The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. We will end here in reading in our New Testament lesson today. You may be seated.